Eli chapter 6, Mishnah 4, Nasan lo shtei prutos, if he gives him two prutos worth, so double the minimum amount. Havi li, and he says to him, go buy me an esrog. Go to Erev Sukkos, and he says to Shalech, go buy me an esrog. But he gives him holy money, he gives him money that he set aside to give to the temple. Vahalach vahavi lo bepruta esrog, or bepruta rimon. And the guy goes, the Shalech, and he buys one prutos worth of esrog, and one prutos worth of rimon, of a pomegranate. Shnahim ma'alu. So both of them, according to the first opinion, have committed me'ila. The guy who sent him, because for the pruta's worth of etrog, he was carrying out a shlichus, so the guy who sent him is liable. And for the rimon, so the shaliach's liable for that because he didn't carry out a shlichus. It was his own decision over there, so he's liable for that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, not balabais lo ma'al. He disagrees. He says the guy who sent him, the balabais, he hasn't committed me'ila at all. Why? Shu'omer lo, because he said, Esrog gadol ha'yisim avakash. I asked you for a nice, big, beautiful esrog. Vaveisa li katan vara. And you bring me like this scrawny, this scrawny little thing over here. So you didn't carry out your shlichus at all, says Rabbi Yehuda. And so the person who sent him is not liable at all. Similar case, nasan li dinar zahav, and go buy a dinar's worth, a dinar's worth of gold. Ruloi, and he says to him, haveli chaluk, go buy me like a cloak, go buy me a nice cloak for this dinar's worth of gold. Vahalach vahavi lo b'shloish chaluk b'shloish talis, and he goes and he spends half on a cloak and half on a shirt, right? Shnei malu, so they both committed me'ila. Is the first opinion. And again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Balabais lo mal, the person who sent him hasn't committed me'ila. Shu Omer lo, because he can say to him, Chaluk gadol ha'yisim avakash, v'avaisili katan v'ra, I asked you to spend the money and buy me like a beautiful garment, and you come back and you bought me this funny little thing for only half the amount. So says Rabbi Yehuda, the person who sent him hasn't committed me'ila.